Today on This Week Health.
I have been a part of many, many implementations, and there are always many people that you have to drag along. One of the things that I try to do is make sure just to make it a positive thing. Make sure they realize that it's not just change for them, it's change for everybody, but it's change for the good.
Welcome to This Week Health Community. This is Town Hall, a show hosted by leaders on the front lines with interviews of people making things happen in healthcare with technology. My name is Bill Russell, the creator of This Week Health, a set of channels designed to amplify great thinking to propel healthcare forward. We want to thank our show sponsors, Olive, Rubrik, Trellix, Medigate, and F5 in partnership with Sirius Healthcare for investing in our mission to develop the next generation of health leaders. Now, on to our show.
Good morning. I'm Sue Shade, principal at Starbridge Advisors and one of the hosts for the Town Hall channel. Today's guest is Carrie Rahman. She's the application supervisor for the electronic health systems at Douglas County. As the county seat to Omaha and the most populous county in the state, Douglas County is a major health and human services provider in the state of Nebraska. The Douglas County Youth Detention Center serves 900 at-risk youth per year, delivering a range of care and interventional services for adolescents. With no EHR system and a care staff made up primarily of contract providers, Douglas County needed a care collaboration solution capable of bridging gaps in technology and administration. And I think we're going to learn all about this today from Carrie. So welcome, Carrie.
Hi, Sue. Thank you.
Good to have you here. So let's start by describing Douglas County more than I did in the intro. Who all you serve in the community and your specific role?
Yeah, so I am the application supervisor of electronic health systems. I actually work for .com, the Douglas Omaha Technology Commission. They provide IT services for all of the city and county entities and organizations within Omaha and Douglas County. Specifically, I provide services for the Douglas County Youth Center. So it's our youth detention center. It serves ages 13 to 18. And then we also have the community mental health center and the long-term care center.
Great. And I was really excited to be able to talk to you today because I think this is a little bit different than we often hear about when we think about health systems and hospitals and outpatient settings, more traditional outpatient settings. So glad that we're having a chance to talk about what you do. So what were the key drivers for the EHR for Douglas County?
So for the Douglas County Youth Center, it's really a special place. Not only do we have healthcare services that we have to provide for them, but mental health. And then it is the detention facility. So you have that aspect as well. So the biggest driver for us was that they were on paper for everything. All of their communications were phone calls. All of their doctor's orders were written on paper and faxed. So when COVID hit, we were not able to allow those outside providers into the building, and communication really was difficult and it stalled a lot of our care. So finding a solution for that during COVID in particular, and to get us up to speed and technology in general, but mostly during that COVID time, we really had to find something that would provide communication tool to give those kids the care that they needed.
Okay. And did you actually do the implementation during the pandemic?
We did. So that was another key aspect too, right? So we had to do everything via Zoom and email and phone calls. And so to work with a group of people who didn't use a lot of technology, and then to have to toss in not only a system that they were going to be learning, but they had to learn it online as well.
Okay, it sounds like that was definitely one of the key challenges. Were there other challenges that you and your team had to overcome that were maybe unique to the system?
Just also, so we have a lot of outside providers, a lot of contracted employees throughout the different hospitals that provide care. So just getting everybody kind of on board and just informed, trying to get a hold of everybody to make sure that they got signed up and registered and then also trained in how to use it. It's not like at a hospital where you can do mandatory training and everybody comes into your IT training room. To reach out and to give those providers the training and education they needed in a time that worked for them.
Okay, so I need to kind of a clarification question. You can educate me. In terms of your care settings include care settings that are part of other health systems within the geographic area. Is that right?
Yes. So the Youth Attention Center has their own place. And outside of COVID, outside providers would come in during clinics. So they would have clinics Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And those outside providers would actually come in and see the kids, do any kind of assessments or care that they needed. So they're all contracted employees that work at like Charles Drew or Nebraska Medicine that provide the care. So we have nurses on site at the youth center all the time to be there for anything that happens while the youth is there. But then the actual medical care, we have that contracted out.
I see. So did you also have to deal with interoperability with some of the health systems in the area?
Well, since we don't have anything else electronic at the moment, there wasn't really anything because Dr. First is its own platform and it's just web-based or cell phone. It was super easy for them to just hop on and access that on any computer or on their cell phone. Douglas County Youth Center mostly uses the chat feature and the group chats, which really has increased the communication speed. Instead of calling and getting the unit secretary where they have to take a message because the provider is seeing 20 patients today somewhere else. And then the provider can just get that chat immediately. And if they have a question or a concern, they can just respond via chat. And so it's really increased the communication, the turnaround time on just questions and getting answers has really, really increased since we've started this.
That's great. The next question I was going to ask you, are there key results? And you started talking a little bit about them in terms of the communication improvements. You want to expand on that?
Yeah, absolutely. So before they were seeing maybe 10 kids a day on the clinic days. And there are, I can't remember how many, but there are a bunch of kiddos there. And now that's doubled. They can see an average of 20 kids a day just because the providers can ask any important questions before clinic and the nurses can give them that information. So just having that ability to see those things instead of showing up and saying, okay, give me an update, they can get that information ahead of time. And so it's really increased communication and the ability for them to see more patients, which is good.
That's great. And what's the satisfaction level for the clinicians and other staff?
They love it. For the outside providers, they work in systems that have all of the things, all the bells and whistles. So it was really tough for them to have to go back a couple of decades when they step into the youth center because they don't have the electronic health chart. They can't just sit down at the computer and have everything at their fingertips. They have to manually flip through papers and try to decipher handwriting, which can definitely be difficult. So, and then the staff themselves, I was kind of worried because they didn't use any electronic health record. They didn't use anything much more than email. So they were very nervous to have a new technology to have to learn while also in COVID, but they did so amazing. They were just excellent. They were excited about it, nervous, but excited. And then once they started using it, I think they wonder how they ever survived without it.
That's a common response. If you get past the initial issues, is like, how did we do this before, right? So were there any particular tips, techniques that you did in terms of training and adoption for the staff where it was all new for them and they were used to paper?
Yeah. So one thing really unique about the youth center is that how just welcoming and excited their staff are for change. I have been a part of many, many implementations. And there are always many people that you have to drag along. One of the things that I try to do is make sure just to make it a positive thing. Make sure they realize that it's not just change for them. It's change for everybody, but it's change for the good. And then to also get those end users involved at the very beginning, I think is important. Even with selecting the product, right? It gives them ownership and pride. And it makes them feel like they are doing this implementation, that they're the ones that it really helps. So then they take that back and then they sell it to and encourage their team members. And so that really helps.
That's great. That's great. Well, we all know that change management is critical in any kind of new system or migration from one system to the next. So are there other key lessons that you would want to share with colleagues and other organizations who might be embarking on a similar project?
I think one thing that we've really realized with the youth center is that they are such a unique setting. It's really hard to find something that fits exactly what they need. So don't be pigeonholed into just one product. Make sure you do your research. Most of the time, a product isn't going to fit every need, but when you're selecting that, make sure that it has the ability to be tweaked or that you can make it fit for your needs. I think that's a big part of it as well.
Excellent. Excellent. So is there anything else you want to highlight from your experience there, lessons for others, or anything else that you want to share about the project there?
Well, this particular one, like I said, was pretty unique in many ways, but also just working with the people at the youth center, their desire and just their appreciation and how much they care for the kids and for each other was really, really amazing. They're a really solid team and you can just see their dedication. So that makes it so much easier. It makes me want to do a better job for them as well. One thing that by using this backline product, they're now embarking on their actual EHR. And so since they had such a slam dunk with using that product, it makes them way more excited and eager to learn and to adopt the full EHR.
That's great. Anything coming yet that you want to talk about? Any future?
We're just in the very beginning stages of trying to build out. And it's not very often in this day and age where you have a from paper implementation. Again, usually you're switching from one to another. So to dial back and think about all of those processes and workflows and getting the paper to the electronic health record. You know, we're just in those very, very beginning stages and it's been a fun project. I love them. I love implementations and the chaos of it. So it'll be good.
All right, great. You have a positive attitude. You've got people with a positive attitude and a passion for what they do. So to me, those are some of the critical success factors. So that's great. So I just want to thank you for sharing your story. Maybe we talk again when you've gotten further with the EHR. And again, thank you so much for everything you've shared with us today.
Yeah, thank you, Sue. Thanks for having me.
I love this show. I love hearing from people on the front lines. I love hearing from these leaders. And we want to thank our hosts who continue to support the community by developing this great content. We also want to thank our show sponsors, Olive, Rubric, Trellix, Medigate, and F5 in partnership with Sirius Healthcare for investing in our mission to develop the next generation of health leaders. If you want to support the show, let someone know about our shows. They all start with This Week Health, and you can find them wherever you listen to podcasts. Keynote, Town Hall, Newsroom, and Academy. Check them out today, and thanks for listening. That's all for now.